I couldn't find a race clip of his very first win 39 years ago today at Santa Fe, so I went with that one, his first Breeders' Cup win, and Mike is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike, good morning, my friend. Thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We just heard that call of Lure in 1992, just annihilating the field. You know, who could imagine that when you won that race, you'd be sitting here as the all-time leading jockey in Breeders' Cup history with 26 wins. But that one day in particular, Mike, what do you remember about Lure in 1992?
Well, just I remember how well he was doing leading up to the race. Remember going into the paddock and Shug saying, I can't have him any better. I mean, he's doing that good. We were down inside. He said, go ahead and ride him on out of there. See if you can put him on the lead. He should run a big race today. And then I just remember standing up at the wire trying to control my emotions, but I got a little too excited there, man. I just jumped off after the race was over. I was so excited.
Well, I can understand why. You know, it was 10 years earlier that you won your very first career race, and this is the anniversary, June 12th, 1982, 39 years ago today, that a young jockey by the name of Mike Smith rode his first winner by the name of Future Man in a $2,000 claiming race at Santa Fe. Take me back to that day.
Oh, man, that's a long time ago. I just remember when I was riding for Wilson Brown, you know, and I actually galloped that horse a little bit. So he was a special horse to me. I'd gotten on him in the morning several times before I rode him. So, of course, you know, when he won, I was just, man, this is the start. This is what it feels like, man. It was just amazing. And so he'll always have a special place in my heart, Future Will.
I think it's fantastic, Mike, when we think about Hall of Famers like yourself and the career that you have now put together, even trainers like Bill Mott or a Todd Pletcher, they weren't always Bill Mott. They weren't always Todd Pletcher. Chad Brown wasn't always Chad Brown. Mike Smith wasn't always the Mike Smith we know today. I mean, you started at Santa Fe. You started, you know, getting on horses that were $2,000 claimers, and you worked your tail off and you worked your way up. What were the early days like for Mike Smith?
Just so fun. You know, I think we always were who we were. We just became so blessed. So many things happened, you know, for all of us. But that's what happens when you do anything you like that you truly enjoy, that you you have a passion for it. You don't go to work, you know. You go out to play almost every day, man. It's been that way from day one. I mean, excluding the injuries, you know, that's the only time that you might have an incident that is quite, you know, that you might not, you know, you're not going to want, of course. But the rest of it, every part of it, the ups, the downs, it just teaches you about life, and it's just you have such a passion for it. It never has felt like work. It really hasn't. It's just like I'm going to the playground every day. pretty blessed, yeah. I'll tell you.
What was the moment when Mike Smith knew that he wanted to be a jockey for a living?
You know, I always was, you know, was raised around horses there in New Mexico on my grandparents' ranch, and both sides of my family were involved in racing at some point. My father even rode a little bit. My uncle, Thomas Vallejos, was training. He just recently stopped training. I mean, he trained up, and he's 80, going to be 82 years old now, but was just involved with horses all along, and I was really athletic. I love sports. Wasn't growing much, and I remember watching Secretariat win the Kentucky Derby on TV, and as a little kid, and thinking, man, that's what I want to do. And that, from that moment on, it started. I started practicing from that day on.
Do you remember the first horse that you were aboard?
Well, I've been riding horses since I can't remember, to be honest with you, since I could walk, just about, as far as a horse. But it's, or a first racehorse I was on was probably my grandfather's. Her name was I'm a Saint. We call her Daisy for short, but she was a quarter horse, really pretty black filly quarter horse, and actually won my first match race on her.
Where was that?
In New Mexico. Yeah, New Mexico. I believe the race probably was ran at Artesia, New Mexico. Long time ago.
Yeah, that's so cool, though. I mean, we hear about, you know, jockeys that come from Louisiana and riding in the bush races there. You're riding in match races in New Mexico to get started. What were those like?
Yeah, they were fun, and they were always run on Sundays, and I had to go to church first, my grandma said, and then after that, we ran home and loaded them up and went off to the races, man. Those are times I'll never forget. They were just amazing, man. They're the ones that, it's what got me going. It's what got me started.
What was your first big break, Mike, that launched you into another level?
Geez, my first big break was the day I decided I want to be a jockey, honestly. I felt like every day was a break for me. I just loved doing what I do. Every racetrack I went to, I thought it was the greatest place I'd ever been, especially when you win. You know, so life just seemed come pretty easy for me. I mean, I don't know why that was or why it is, but I can just say that I just fall in love with horses was my first break, man. It really was. It was huge. And then I've been blessed to have done so many wonderful things, and I can't name one specific race or one specific horse that I thought, wow, you know, this is my big break. I've made it now. I thought I made it from the day I went to Santa Fe Downs, the first day we pulled through the stable gate. I'd made it.
Yeah, it's so special. And to see where you are today after those humble beginnings, and it only comes from hard work, right? You mentioned that you knew that this was what you wanted to do from the very beginning, but you have to work your tail off. Who were some of the people that helped you kind of get started with your career?
You know, early on, my uncle, you know, first and foremost, Thomas Vallejos, you know, he's the one that started me back home. And then, you know, I went into, once I started riding, a guy named Jim Curry way back in New Mexico really helped me out a lot. And I moved on into Oakland. And, you know, I fell in love with Pat Day, man. I met him and watched him and was just in awe of him. And just very blessed that, you know, he became a big influence in my life and really, really helped me out and kind of took me under his wing and showed me around a lot. So I have to say, as far as riders go, you know, Pat Day was the guy who, and still today, every time I blessed to win a big race, man, that's one of the first texts I get on my phone to be Pat, you know.
No kidding.
So I would have to say him as far as, you know, a jockey influence. I mean, as far as trainers go, man, I've been blessed to have ridden for so many amazing trainers, starting off back in, you know, Shug going to New York and then coming out to California riding for John Sherris and Bob Baffert and so many wonderful guys that I'm blessed to ride for, Richard Mandela. It's crazy, man. There's just so many of them. I couldn't name them all.
Talking with Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith, a little trip down memory lane on this anniversary of his very first career victory coming at Santa Fe in a $2,000 claiming race. That was on June 12th, 1982, 39 years ago. And today, his win total is far more than that. He has now ridden a total of 5,616 winners. He has won all of those Breeders' Cup races that we mentioned, 26. No jockey has won more. Mike, one thing I like to ask trainers when I have them on this program is to take me inside their house and tell me about the memorabilia that I'm going to see if I walk in there. And, you know, Todd Pletcher has done some amazing things with his house, and he has certain pictures around the house that mean so much to him. He told me that a couple of weeks ago. How about you? If I walk into Mike Smith's house, am I going to see saddle towels, pictures? What am I going to see that's going to remind me of what your career has been like?
Well, in some of the rooms, I probably don't have it near as nice as Todd's, but Todd's been so blessed so well, too. He was another one who helped me out so much when he started it, and, you know, back in New York, and blessed to have won some big ones for him as well. It'd probably be something like that. I have a trophy room that's very, very proud of that actually Jill Baffert helped me put together, and it's a gorgeous trophy room. And then you'll have some paintings of some special horses here and there, and then I try to keep some of the house just normal, where there's no paintings or pictures, you know, of racing. So I try to divide it down the middle, but I think racing kind of overtakes it, especially with I've been blessed, you know, with my Breeders' Cups. You know, I have those all on display, so they're pretty neat.
And of course, that Triple Crown, that doesn't hurt either.
Oh, that stands right in the middle. I will never forget that. Jeez, that was amazing. But that's probably the most amazing trophy that anyone could have. It's like you got the Holy Grail in your house almost, you know.
So if I ask people to create their Mount Rushmore of jockeys, a lot of people are going to have Mike Smith on their Mount Rushmore. Who does Mike Smith put on his Mount Rushmore, his wall of fame for jockeys? Who else is up there for you?
There would be a lot more than four or five, I tell you that. There's just some amazing riders in this world that I've been blessed to have come around. I think that the time that I got to come when I was a young kid, get the opportunity to watch the guys that I got to watch ride, was just amazing. And even now to watch these younger guys ride, man, they seem to step it up and take it to another level, man. It's pretty neat. I couldn't honestly name, I don't think we have a mountain big enough.
That's a great way to put it. There have been so many great ones over the years, and Mike Smith certainly among them. How about the horses, Mike? I know there have been so many great horses, and we'd be here all day trying to talk about all these big-name horses that you've ridden. I told you many times that as I was growing up, I had two favorite jockeys. There was Chris McCarron, and there was Mike Smith. And you were my Holy Bull, man. As you know, I'm a massive Holy Bull fan and still my favorite horse of all time. And I'm just curious, outside of, like, the horses that everybody thinks about, like Justify, who are some of the horses that are going to come to mind for you when you think back on your career?
Well, Laura, the one you showed, first of all, he was just a really special horse to me. And there's a horse that you guys might not remember, but I won, actually won the Preakness on him. He was a brilliant horse. He amazing race record, a horse called Prairie Bayou, back in the day, that was a really special horse to me. But, I there's so many wonderful horses that I've been so blessed to ride. It'd be hard to say it would be at the top, but I think everyone would always remember Zenyatta as well. She was just an amazing mare and incredible mare, and probably one of the fastest horses for a mile and a quarter, I think, that I've ever been on that at least was timed at that fast, was a horse called Arrowgate, who ran a speed figure that was out of this world, man, at times. Pretty incredible horse, but again, I've ridden so many good ones. I can't just name a few of them. They're all special in their time. Every time you think that one's retiring or they're going out of racing, you think they'll never have another one like that, and then man, here up and comes another one. Man, it's just amazing. So they all deserve to be the best they were during their era, during their third time. So I could never say which one was better or which one meant more, because they all mean so much to me. Everything I have is because of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, so well said. Talking with Hall of Famer Mike Smith, going down memory lane with Mike here this morning on the Horse Racing Radio Network, and there are certainly a lot of memories that we could talk about. You mentioned Zenyatta and that great call from Trevor Denman. This is unbelievable as she wins the Breeders' Cup Classic. And then there was Arrowgate, who you also mentioned. That race in Dubai for Arrowgate was just, it was the thing legends are made of, isn't it?
Yeah, that was just something, it'll go down as one of the greatest races I've ever been a part of, if not the greatest one, besides probably Zenyatta beating the boys in the Classic, and then you look at the horses that Arrowgate beat that day, after getting just annihilated, leaving the starting gate and basically spotting them anywhere from 10 to 15 lengths, it seemed like. And, he runs by a horse called Gunrunner who never was defeated again after that.
Yeah, pretty special. Mike, we talk about all your accolades and all the great races that you've won and the great horses you've been aboard. Let's flip it around. Is there a race that Mike Smith would like to have back and do over?
No, everyone I've finished second in, to be honest with you, man, I figured out a way I could have won it at some point, unless it was just a margin of distance that was so far, that's just the way I am. I mean, I'm my own worst critic, man. I critique every ride I ride, and if I finish second, I say, well, I don't think there's ever been a time I'll say, well, so there's nothing I would have done any different. Because if I say that, then I finish second again. And who wants to run second, man? I don't like running second, man. Matter of fact, running second is worse to me than running last sometimes. I want to figure out a way that I could have made a difference. And sometimes I'll run it through my head so many times, and if I still come out second after every time I run it in my head, then I'll let it go.
Well, it's that competitive edge that makes every athlete great, and you certainly have it. All of the great riders that are in the game today, they have it. They have that will to win. They hate to lose. You hear many athletes talk about that in every sport. What still motivates Mike Smith now? And you're not getting on as many horses, but you're riding some good ones still. What still motivates you?
You know, just getting on horses, getting the opportunity to ride the amazing horses I get to ride. And, yeah, I'm not riding near as many, but, I mean, just the other day I got to fly to New York and ride for Godolphin and Alfica, that filly I won just the game on. You know, getting the opportunity to pick up horses like that, just, you know, out of the blue and competing on the big stage still with these young guys and I'm still holding my own and it's all going well and I'm enjoying being around and riding horses more than anything. You know, it's blessed me with so much. I can honestly say that almost everything material-wise that I own and some of the wonderful memories as well that go with it are all because of horses, or most of them are all because of a horse. So as long as I'm able to keep doing it and feel like I can compete at the best, you know, with the best at that level, then I'm going to keep doing it because there's nothing else in this world that will give you the kind of feeling of crossing the finish line first on a beautiful thoroughbred, man. It's the best feeling. I cannot describe it. I wish everyone could feel it. I know you get to feel it as a fan, as an owner, as a trainer, groom, exercise rider, but there is nothing like being on them. That feeling is just a little more special, man. It's crazy.
Well, Mike, listen, I can't thank you enough for spending some time this morning. This was a different type of conversation than we typically get into, but I really enjoyed it. It was a fun trip down memory lane. Congratulations on everything that you have accomplished in your career. Safe trip every time you get a leg up, and continued success, my friend.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And I hope I'm still on another year or two.